Hi, and welcome to another edition of Life's Adventure. I'd like to start a new thread today called Talented People in the Northeast. In this thread, I hope to introduce you to lots of artists of all kinds that live within the Northeast of the UK. And to help me kickstart this off, I want to introduce you to a friend of mine, Neil Guttridge. Now, Neil is a musician and a composer. He plays the piano, and he's been playing the piano for pretty much all of his life, since he was a young boy. And I'd like to introduce you to Neil, because he's a wonderful character to talk to and to listen to. He's got lots of fantastic anecdotes and quotes and a great wealth of life's history and a great deal to offer as a music teacher, which he used to do in his earlier career. Neil plays for a local band called the Semitones, a local musicians group called the Semitones, which he'll tell you about himself in a little bit later. But he also does composing for local amateur filmmakers, and I'll be introducing you to some of those a little later in the series. But for now, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine, Neil Guttridge.
The other people who inspire me, and there's some people who have passed away who inspired me, like John Ogden, who I met several times. But in the current day, the people who inspire me, that you've got Venera and Alan Fraser, who I meet regularly in London when he's over here. And he's one of the top men in the world, I would say, for piano technique. And I always like working with him and play some stuff, and then he'd give me some ideas about ways I could do it better, say from the technique angle, mm-hmm. Using efficiency of how the body moves, you know, because he's an expert on that, on movement. Because mm-hmm. What happens is, I think musicians get carried away, so they just enjoy the music and they're really caught up in it, and they tend not to analyse how they're actually using the body. I mean, there was one time, and Venita picked up on this as well at one point. I was playing, you know, and I had my shoulders hunched up, and I didn't know I was doing this, and it's like it's a bit of tension as well when you get this. And then I just worked on it, and gradually I was able to relax the shoulders. But sometimes if nobody tells you, you don't know, you know what I mean?
Sure, yeah.
And you cannot be looking in a mirror or whatever, even, you know, it's really good, and it helps straight away.
So this Gateshead Piano Club that you attend to,
yes.
And when's
normally the second Wednesday in the month. It's at the Cayman Hall, Gateshead.
Cayman Hall, Gateshead.
It's the second Wednesday in the month. It normally kicks off about 7 o'clock. There's another big influence on me at the moment is a Russian pianist, Marina Petrov. Mm-hmm. Should mention her. I've been to London a few times with some lessons from Marina, and she's really good. She looks into the way you move as well, you know. She's like what you call a pedagogue, mm-hmm. and an expert on injuries, you know, the hands and fingers. That's her speciality, because she had an injury when she was young. She was a prodigy from mm-hmm. Russia, and she had an accident, and this forced her to study how the fingers move and that, and she got herself back to health. But she can help other people as well, and to prevent injuries. Mm-hmm. And I've always believed prevention's better than cure anyway, you know. But yeah, I always enjoy meeting up with Marina as well. But as like I say, these people live distant. I mean, Alan Fraser teaches in Serbia and Canada, Marina's based in London, so and I'm in the northeast, you know, so it's just now and then when we can get mm-hmm. together.
So how long would you say you've been playing the piano for now?
Yeah, well, I would say a long time, put that way. And I've enjoyed playing basically since I was a child and listening to music, you know, like the radio and stuff like that. And obviously as I got older, going to concerts and playing in concerts. And I particularly like chamber music, you know, where you're playing with other musicians as well. Because I like the feedback, you know, of hearing other musicians and me playing as well. So, although I can do the solo stuff and I get immersed in it, I really do like chamber music. There's a little chamber group I'm in as well called the Semitones, and I put an interview that was done by Jonathan Myers off Radio Newcastle. That's on my Reverb Nation site, down the playlist, an interview, radio. That was with a group of us. We went along to the studio and recorded for them. And this work is where we play in care homes, you know, to entertain people who, you know, are not so well off. They're elderly, you know, and bad with their health, etc. But they look forward to us turning up.
So it's kind of giving something back, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it's a voluntary. And you always get got a lot of good vibes back from it all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we've played in a few hospices as well, but it's mainly care homes, like, you know, in the northeast.
Mm-hmm. And do the semitones rehearse a lot? Do you get together many times?
Well, normally it's been working like this recently, where we do the first two Sundays, say, in the month, rehearsal,
mm-hmm.
you know, from about 3 till 5. That's at the All Saints Church Hall in the Gosforth. And then the next two weekends, it could be either Saturday or a Sunday, it will be a concert in the care homes. So that's how it normally works. Ah, two rehearsals, two concerts.
Ah, right.
Yeah, for the month.
Uh-huh. But you compose as well, don't you?
For that? I do, yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah. But before going to that, you know, the uh-huh. founder of the Semitones, I mentioned this on the interview, is Eva Posner, who's a Polish doctor.
Uh-huh.
And in the story of this is what happened was, this was quite a few years ago, it could have been about 6 years ago or something. She just had the idea, you know how musicians are sitting in the house doing nothing, say on a Sunday,
mm-hmm.
Or it could be Saturday. It'd be much better if they could all get together and say, do something like that, play in a care home or something, because they would be practicing their instrument, they wouldn't be getting rusty, and they're also giving something to the people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it sounds like a simple concept, and you think, well, that sounds all right, but would it work? Well, it is, because it took off, the numbers grew, you know,
uh-huh.
just started with a few people, and on a good day, we can have over 20 people sometimes, you know, all playing.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't amazingly high standard. You know, the criteria, it was like say grade 3 upwards,
uh-huh.
so you know, nobody had to be a high flyer to join the group.
That reminds me, because you used to teach piano as well.
That's right. I used to teach privately. I don't do that now. One of the reasons I used to, I found people wouldn't practice, which I found a bit dodgy for me. Like, you know, people don't. It's just the way I am. You know, if people aren't practicing, well, they're not going to make much progress. But it's not very good for business, that attitude. You know,
you've just got to absolutely. Take the money.
No, absolutely. But, I'm different. You know. I just like people to make progress, you know. Not to worry. It's going well, the semitones, like.
Excellent.
And, enjoy the.
So we'll keep an eye. We'll keep an ear out for those, and for them.
Definitely,
I. I'll put a link. I'll put
like
a link
the
on
concerts,
the podcast.
You know, with Christina, you know, because classical saxophone's a fantastic instrument.
Uh-huh.
Because there's a huge repertoire of classical saxophone music out there. I didn't realise this, by the way, until I met Christina, because I thought saxophone is mainly like the jazz world, you know,
mm-hmm.
which I like jazz, by the way, but I didn't realise the classical saxophone repertoire is massive, and the music's fantastic, and mm-hmm. some of it's for saxophone and piano.
Right.
It's been deliberately written by these great composers, you know. And there's a lot of great saxophone and orchestral music as well, by the way.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like I said, this new series that I'm kicking off on this podcast is all about the talented people within the Northeast.
Uh-huh.
And you know, starting off with yourself there, uh-huh. with music, because you've integrated with a lot. I mean, another joint friend of ours is Philip Routledge, a local filmmaker.
Oh, yes,
and you've done. We mentioned you did compositions as well, and
yes.
I think you've done compositions for film.
I've done. Let's see. The first one was the Dead Frequency film, Rob Burrows in Burley, and. I've done some stuff for Phil,
mm-hmm.
Phil Routledge. One called the Package and the Hit,
mm-hmm.
and he has some other things in mind for the future,
right.
as well. So that's good.
And did you enjoy that aspect of things?
Yeah, it was interesting meeting different people as well and working with different people. But it's strange, you know, because. One of my piano teachers in the early days was the Little family. So you had Mr. Little, Lance Little, and his wife, Annie Little, and they used to teach people like Alan Price and John Miles, you know, from Jano.
Oh, yeah.
You know, them two lads became quite famous, but I was not interested in like joining groups or anything like that. I just stuck to me classical all the time. And a strange part about it, I think,